This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Delighted to be with you. And this is going to be fun. This is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. This is something that I've done in person. I've traveled throughout part of the United States, and I've been afforded the opportunity to present seminars on a couple things that I think are important. And one is how to start your own business and pay less in taxes. How to start your own business and take extreme tax deductions. How to start your own business and get the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. How to do that. And in this hour, we're going to do this. And normally when I'm on the air, I'm about 20% or so of the broadcast, and your instructors, your experts, are 80%. This time, I'm going to do a little bit more than the 20% talking, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour about extreme tax deductions with Marty Barrett. Marty has been teaching at the college level for a couple decades, and she's willing to be on this broadcast with me to talk about extreme tax deductions. And she's interested, I believe, in lowering the amount that she pays in taxes. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all excited about doing this, Marty, and I really want to thank you.
And I'm excited about what you're going to tell me, because I'm so tired of paying taxes. Soon I'm going to work for free, or I'm going to owe them to work. I need some hints from you, and you're the expert.
Well, I won't say I'm the expert, but I will say that I've got some bruises, and I have some experience. I've been audited. I've been through the meat grinder. I've gone toe-to-toe, head-to-head with the government about taxes. And what I'm going to do is summarize during this broadcast all the years of experience that I've had. So, class, let me just make a disclaimer here. All of the statements that I'm going to make are based on life experiences. They're based on what others have told me firsthand. They contain my opinions, and I'd like to caution you to proceed at your own risk. Okay? I'm also going to say, please don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Do your own research and consider this class entertainment. But, but take notes, because I really believe that anyone who pays attention in this class, who decides that they're going to do their own research and pursue it the way we're talking about, will easily, very easily save at least $1,000 a year in taxes that they won't be paying, all legally, all above board, easily from now on. And class, if you don't save that $1,000, call your radio station that you hear this broadcast on and ask them for a refund, a full refund of of what you paid. Okay, so Marty, let me ask you this: of all the people that you know, now you know people I don't know. We know a few people in the same circle, but there are just a few of them. But of all the people that you know. If you were to compare those who have their own business versus those who have jobs, who would you say is better off?
I would say those that have their own successful business.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree with that. And we can mention some of our instructors. Dr. Joel Wallach, I was just on the air with him. He has his own business. Dr. Norman Shealy. I'm just naming two. There are so mm-hmm. many others who are on the air with us. Okay. Now, the question is, why is that? And the answer is that the tax laws are written to the benefit of in favor of and to the benefit of business and landowners. Okay? The tax code is written in favor of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we believe that's true, then if we have a passion, if there's something that we love to do, if we were on vacation and we would do that thing, whatever that is, that's what I would suggest that we make our business. Okay? So what could that be? Well, and I'm going to use some extreme examples here. Fly fishing. I know a gal who is like the head of the Fly Fisher Women's Association. These are women who love to go fly fishing. Okay? Now, they could make that their own business. Now, that's a kind of a narrow focus, fly fishing. But that could be a business. What about people who just like staring at a fish tank? And I'm giving you extreme examples here. That could be a business. Getting prepared for emergencies. Let's say there's a young man who loves tinkering with mechanical things, and he likes lawnmowers and lawnmower engines, and he decides that, you know, that'd be kind of a neat thing to do, just repair lawnmowers in the neighborhood. He could turn that into a business, okay? Or it could be a retired person who likes fixing and tinkering. It could be a guy who wants to help people with electrical wiring. It could be anything. Let me give you an extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the movies. Now, how could you make going to the movies be a business? Well, remember Siskel and Ebert? Those two guys would go to the movies, and they got a television show talking about movies they went to see. Now, that's a pretty extreme business.
Sounds like a tough job, doesn't it? Going to the movies.
Yeah, right. Well, they made it into a business. And there are restaurant critics, right? They go to restaurants and they eat out and then they talk about it. And they've made that into a business. So what I'm saying is almost anything goes in terms of making a business out of your passion. And so let's talk about the 1950s and the 1960s. Let's talk about what happened. So in the 50s and 60s, and even into the very, very beginnings of the 1970s, dad worked. My dad worked. Most dads worked. And mom stayed at home and raised the children, right? And that was, in my opinion, the best thing that a woman could do. Spend her time making sure that the product of the union of the husband and wife was the best that it could be. So mom dedicated that time to raising the children. Dad dedicated the time to providing for the family, right? And didn't that work out well? I mean, was that the case in your family, Marty?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Mom worked on all the things, baking for PTA bake sales, and her job was being the best homemaker she could be and raising the children well. Very few mm-hmm. women in that era in my town worked.
Mm-hmm. And that was the same in the town that I grew up in. And so those children, which would be us, I believe were better equipped to think, better equipped to be motivated, better equipped to start, better equipped to finish, had more stick-to-itiveness, better behaved than what I'm seeing today, more mannerly even. And that was because of the nurture of mom. At home, mom stayed at home with the children and raised them and made sure that they got their homework done. And, you know, dad helped out, too. But it was a family unit. Well, in 1971, things changed. The tax codes and economic policies changed. And no longer could dad's income cover the bills. And the question is, why is that? And it was simple. It was taxes and inflation. Prices were going up on the things that the family needed. They were increasing at an increasing rate. And it became really a struggle. But what happened is that hidden tax of inflation wasn't seen You know, it's like, boy, things are going up in price. Jeez. You know, back in the 60s, gasoline was 24.9 cents a gallon. 50% increase easily in the early 1970s. So things were going up, but we didn't really see exactly what's happening. It was inflation and taxes. Now, when we talk about taxes, there are easily almost 100 different taxes that we have been subject to. And let me just list a few of these. There are building permits. Okay, you want to build? Well, you got to get a permit. Well, that costs money. That's a tax. It's not called a tax, but it is. There's a capital gains tax, business registration fees, court fines, disposal fees. You want? If I want to take the trash to the landfill in our county, they weigh the vehicle. You know, say it's a truck. They weigh it on the way in. They weigh it on the way out when it's empty, and they charge me for the difference. Okay. Then there are dog tags. You have to have a tax to have a dog. Come on, driver's license fees. Then you have Social Security, both on the employer and the employee side. Then there are estate taxes, federal corporate taxes, federal income taxes, fishing licenses. My son was invited to a bachelor party, and the bachelor party consisted of the guys going out on a boat and going fishing. My son said, "I got to get a fishing license." I said, "What? Why do you have to get a fishing license?" He said, "Well, we're going fishing for the day, so I have to buy a year's worth of fishing license." I said, "You're kidding, right?" He said, "No." So there's a fishing tax. Then there's food and beverage fees. There are franchise business taxes, garbage taxes, gasoline taxes, gift taxes. There are some places, if you want to have a gun, you have to have a permit. Then there are fees to use certain highways. There are toll booths. And state-run, there are inspection fees, and there are taxes on IRA early withdrawals, license plates, library taxes, liquor taxes, school taxes, income taxes, luxury taxes, marriage license taxes. So if a guy and gal want to get married, they get a marriage license? Come on. Medicare tax. I mean, the list goes on. School taxes, sewer and water taxes. Sales taxes, toll booth taxes, I mentioned that, real estate taxes, property taxes. You know, here in Missouri, we have a personal property tax. So I have a tractor, and in order to keep that tractor, they want me to pay a fee every year. I've got some trailers, they want me to pay a fee every year. Now, I've already paid for the tractor. I've already paid for the vehicle. I've already paid the sales tax on the vehicle. I've already paid the registration fee. But I have to pay another fee on the same vehicles, the same tractors, and that's called personal property. And the list goes on and on and on. And how about telephone taxes? Now, the whole point of this is, let's reduce our taxable income and avoid paying taxes on some of these things. And we're going to show you how. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us. And, Marty, just to add a few more taxes, you know, there's the telephone, state, and local taxes, the telephone, universal access taxes, tire recycling fees, tire taxes. There's the watercraft registration and licensing fees, well permit fees. You want to have a well? No problem. You have to pay a fee to for the government to... Yep. and then there's zoning permit fees, right? Now, the U.S. tax code is pretty long. That's 3.8 million words.
Ooh.
And that's, 3.8 million words long. And that's four times longer than all the words in all of Shakespeare's works, if you collected them all together. So four times more words in the U.S. tax code than in all of Shakespeare's works. And over the last decade, there have been almost 4,500 changes to the tax code. 4,500. And according to the National Taxpayers Union, the IRS currently has 1,999 different publications, forms, instruction sheets that you can download from their website. Almost 2,000. One shorter than 2,000.
Is this meant to just baffle all of us?
Absolutely. It absolutely is.
It sounds like it with the volumes.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, the Intuit people, you know, the guys who sell TurboTax, they, together with H&R Block, have lobbied Congress to keep the tax code complicated. Now, if you think about it, you know, some people would say, you know, I'm going to make this a little easier. I'm going to buy a copy of TurboTax. Well, if you buy a copy of TurboTax 2 years ago, and you say, I'll just use it this year. It won't work because the tax code has changed. The computations have changed. The forms are slightly different. So you have to buy a new copy of the software every year. That would be like buying a copy of a word processing program every year so that it would work, which is nuts, which is absolutely nuts. Something kind of interesting. It's designed to be complicated. It's designed to be formidable. It's designed to make people say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And we're going to talk about how you can do it during this broadcast. And by the way, we may not get through the entire class today for how to do it. I'm going to try, but if we can't, we'll continue. Would it be okay if we continued next week and finish up if we can't get through it today? Are you good for that?
Sure. But there's, okay. I need to learn more. Just listing those taxes has made me dizzy.
Well, I didn't list them all. There's 97 of them that I found.
Whoa.
But,
I've heard enough to know that I'm paying way too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Money in 1998, Money Magazine had 46 different tax professionals complete tax returns for a hypothetical household. Now, they had 46. All 46 of them came up with a different result. So here you've got tax professionals given the same input. Okay, here's a hypothetical family, hypothetical household. Calculate the tax that you think is due for them. And they all came up with a different answer from each other. 46 preparers, 46 different tax professionals, 46 different answers. So now how are we supposed to do this? We, you know, the common man, the common woman. Well, here's another thing. In 2009, PC World, PC as a magazine, came up with, had five of the most popular tax preparation software websites prepare a hypothetical return. All five of them came up with a different result. So it's not only these tax professionals, even the software can't do it. So now you know that it's complicated on purpose. So let's look at the 2015-2016 income tax bracket. So if you make from zero to $18,450, the rate is 10%. They're going to take 10% of your income. If you make $18,450 to $74,900, the tax rate is 15%. And if you make between $74,900 and $151,200, 25%. Okay. So let's take an example of a guy. Okay. It can be a gal, but this guy is a dishwasher. He makes $9.50 an hour. And so he's at the 15% tax rate, the federal tax rate. But he also has to pay 6.2% Social Security tax, and his employer pays 6.2, a matching 6.2. So how much is this dishwasher paying as a percentage? 27.4%. And he probably hires a guy to prepare his taxes, right? Because he says, well, I can't do this. This is too complicated. And he has to, and then he pays, by the time they're done with him, and I'll talk about that when we come back, I'll talk about how much he's going to be taxed by the time we're done with him. And then we'll continue starting your own business. We'll be right back. Marty Barrett's with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Take
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Morty, this discussion that we're having about taxes, I think is one of the reasons why I haven't been invited to speak at any conventions recently. And I think it's too hot of a topic. And so instead of speaking to just 100 to 200 people, we'll speak to thousands, you and I. And so here's our example of our dishwasher friend, and he's making $9.50 an hour. And he's at the total tax rate at this point of 27.4%. And then he lives in Missouri, and he pays 8% sales tax. And how much does he pay 8% sales tax on? Everything he buys, because, or almost everything, because he can't save any money because he doesn't make enough money. He's only making $9.50 an hour, and he's being taxed to death. So he's paying about 50% by the time the tax people are done with him. Now, the rest, many are paying 75% or more in taxes, plus they're getting the double whammy with inflation. Now, there are only a few ways that I know of. Actually, there's only one way I know of to pay less in tax, and that's legal. Okay, tax evasion is not legal. Tax avoidance is legal. And the way to do it is to start your home-based business. And if you start a home-based business, you can drive down your taxable income with your business deductions. So here's a question I have for you, Marty. Of the people that you know, if they had been willing to talk about taxes, how many of them do you think prepare their own taxes? How many do you think, you know, actually do the calculations themselves?
5%.
All right, okay.
And that's probably a large guess. Most people are
5%.
Scared of that almighty audit.
Okay. So the reasons are there any other reasons why they have hired some person to do their taxes? Is there
well, all those pages and words you were talking about before, it's just mind-boggling. They don't want to even attempt it. They're scared of an audit, and they're thinking it'll take hours and hours of their time.
All right, so let me see if I've got this right. So they're willing to hire someone to prepare their taxes for them, someone that they hardly know, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me describe this person. You tell me if that describes the person that you might be thinking of that might do your taxes, or well, that previously might have done your taxes, because he's going to be fired by the end of this broadcast, I'm sure. So does he have a name, by the way?
Joe.
Okay, so Joe does your taxes. What does he charge you?
A couple $100s, and it seems to go up every year.
Okay, so a couple $100 goes to Joe.
It's not complicated. It's not any more complicated than it was last year. As far as the different categories of income.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little confused about why it goes up so much every year, except for the fact that he's got me. I'm scared, and so I'm running scared and paying him.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this right. Joe belongs to a club, maybe the Lions Club, maybe the Rotary Club, maybe Knights of Columbus or some kind of club, or you know him from someone who recommended him and said, Joe is really good. Joe, he knows everything. He is really a tax expert, and he won't get you audited. He's really, really good, and so we use him, and you might want to consider using him. Is that Joe?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly him.
Okay. Well, that's everybody's Joe. And why do I know this? Because I've spoken, you know, in many seminars, and it's the same. It's always the same. It's the tax code is too complicated. I don't even know where to begin. And I don't want to get audited, and if I do get audited, I don't know what to do. I don't want to go to jail. And those are the reasons why people hire someone whom they hardly know to do their taxes and pay them. Now, we are entrusting the 95% that you're talking about, are entrusting Joe and the likes of Joe, and he's probably a nice guy, with their deepest financial secrets, their bank accounts.
That my friends don't
numbers.
Know.
Yeah,
information my friends don't even know.
Your close friends.
Right.
Right. Even a guy that you've known since the 1970s. I don't even know where your bank, and I should not know, but Joe knows, right?
You're not getting my PIN numbers.
Well, you know, Marty, and I shouldn't. And the point is, we should not be trusting these people because we don't know them. All right. So I'm gonna cut to part of the chase. So let's make up this example. So this fictitious person, Connie. Connie is like Joe. She's our local taxpayer. She lives in the village. She's a wonderful person. Everybody loves Connie. She goes to church every Sunday. She attends the village functions, the events. She is the epitome of what the model villager should be like. She's got a bookkeeping business, and she prepares almost everyone's taxes. She's trusted, just like Joe is trusted. So she prepares the taxes. She's been preparing the books for years for people. And if anyone gets audited, it's okay, because Connie's there, right? Connie will take care of anyone who gets audited. And that's the feeling that we have with most people.
And I don't even know if it's true that they would go with you if you got audited. Everybody assumes they would go with you.
That's correct.
But it's been challenged.
Right, they might be on vacation. They might be in Florida. Okay, and you might live in Minnesota. So, and here's the way it goes. Her clients, and tell me if this does not apply to you, but I have a feeling it does. Her clients arrive at just after January, you know, when people start getting ready to have their taxes prepared, with their receipts, either in a box or in a bag, and they say this: I don't want to pay a lot in taxes. Don't get me audited. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Well, those are two mutually exclusive statements. I don't want to pay a lot in taxes, and don't get me audited are at opposite ends of the spectrum. Now, here's why. Connie has a tax preparer number. So does Joe. And let's say it's number 1234. So all of the returns that Joe and Connie prepare have that number on them. And if you were in the beauty shop and you're having your hair done, and the gal next to you, you see her every once in a while in town, and you know her, Mary, you know Mary, and you sit down, and she's waiting, and you're waiting, for your turn to have your hair done, and you go to Mary, and you say, "So how's it going? How's the family?" "Terrible, terrible." "What's up? Somebody sick? Everybody, what's going on?" "We just got audited." So what's the next question that is asked, Marty? What's the next question that's asked?
Who does your taxes?
Who does your taxes? So it's incumbent upon Joe and Connie to make sure that they don't take deductions to the extreme. Because if they do, they might trigger an audit. And if someone gets audited in the village, then it travels like wildfire that Joe or Connie did the taxes, and their business will tank.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't take the deductions that you might take if you knew the rules, right? So what are the rules? Well, you can download them. They're absolutely free. Publication 17. You go to irs.gov, and you can download Publication 17. It used to be like 100 pages. Well, it's improved, like the rest of government. It's grown out of control, and, you know, it's close to 300 pages now. And there's another publication called 587, Publication 587 at irs.gov. They are the condensed rules. Now, when you read them, you must interpret what they mean. Now, when I interpret them in my favor. I certainly don't say, "Well, geez, you know, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. It's only $1,000. Let's give it to them." Absolutely not.
You're a nice guy.
I interpret. Well, okay. Let's talk about that. So when I go to the store and I buy a gallon of diesel engine motor oil, and it's $25. The bill comes to $25. Let's say exactly, and the cashier says that'll be $25, and I pull out three tens, you know, three $10 bills, and I go, "Well, look, that's close. That's close. You want 25, here's 30, have a nice day." No, nobody in his right mind does that, right?
No.
So why would I do that on my taxes? So someone might say to me, "Hey, Vinny, how do you get away with this?" I'm telling you, I'm not getting away with anything. I'm reading the rules, and I'm applying the arithmetic and the logic and my interpretation to their rules. And I'm doing what they say. I'm not giving them a cent more. I'm not 1 cent more, and I mean that. So tax rules are designed to shape your behavior. They encourage you and discourage you from doing things, like smoking. So the government decides, well, let's change the rules about smoking. Let's increase the taxes. So they just increase the taxes, and they look at, how does it work? Hey, that worked pretty well. We're making more revenue because we increased taxes, and people are still smoking, so it's kind of working. So that, and then they, if they want you to have solar panels, somebody in the solar business bribes our Congress thugs, and says, "Hey, listen, we'll give you, you know, a lot of money, but we need some rules to encourage tax incentives to encourage people to start installing solar panels." So that's encouraging a certain behavior. So we discourage and encourage different behaviors based on taxes, and that's how it's done.
The latest one we have is sugary drinks. Big tax on those. Soda and any kind of sugary drink.
Yep.
To discourage you, but it probably doesn't. It just brings in more revenue.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading in Philadelphia, it's almost as much, the discouraging tax is almost as much as the product itself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That's absolutely true. All right, let's pick a business. And we can pick We can pick mine as an example. I'm a farmer. I'm a broadcaster. And sometimes I travel and I speak to seminar groups. And I talk about preparedness, conspiracies, farming, and saving money. Now let's talk about some potential bona fide tax deductions that I might take, I might incur with my business. So, for example, I might decide that I need to have a security system. And I've said this. I've said this in the seminar. I'll pull back my sport coat. And I'll say, I have a 45 on my side here, a 1911 style 45 semi-automatic pistol. Okay, I'll pull that back. Not I don't brandish it. I just say I have this. Now this is part of my security system. Now is this a potential tax deduction? Yes or no? Well, is it? Absolutely, it is. It is. And not only is the 45 a potential deduction for me, but so are the cartridges for it, the targets, and the paper targets, if I choose to use them. If I decide to reload my ammunition, the reloading equipment, the powder, the projectiles, the cases, the primers, all of that, those are potential deductions.
Well, what about target practice somewhere?
Oh, absolutely.
Does that count?
Absolutely. So not only does that count, but the trip there counts. So I might say, well, geez, it's 25 miles to get there, and it's 25 miles back. Well, that I require that to maintain my skills for my security, okay, for my safety.
Right.
In my opinion, that 25 miles there and back is tax deductible at the 1996 rate. I'm sorry, at the 2016 rate of 54 cents a mile. 54 cents a mile. Since 1996, the mileage rate has increased. It actually went over 56 cents a mile. But right now, we're at 54 cents a mile. Let's talk more about deductions when we come back. It looks like we're going to have to do next week, too, Laura. Marty, be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Marty has a question, and that question is, so how do we start a business? It's simple. We just say, I'm in business. Now you're in business. It's simple as that. Marty, let's build your business right here, right now. What would you like to do?
I'd like to be a tutor, professional tutor.
Okay. So you'll have clients or customers who will pay you for your tutoring?
Yes.
Okay. And so you feel that you're qualified in the subject matter, I'm sure. All right. So
yes.
Now, in order to do this tutoring, there are some business expenses that you have. And let's just talk about them very quickly. So you've got, do you need the internet?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's say, and I'm just going to pick a number. So let's dedicate one room of your house. And to make this simple, we'll say there are 10 rooms in your house. There could be more, there could be less. But for arithmetic's sake, 10 rooms. So let's take one room of the house. So 10% of the cost of everything that you spend to operate your house is now part of the business expense. I'm talking about 10% of the mortgage, 10% of the taxes, 10% of the roof repair, 10% of the well repair, 10% of the hot water heater that just blew, all of that.
10%
of everything, lighting.
Homeowner's expenses.
Yes. Yeah, if you had your lawn done, 10% of that, it goes to the business. Okay, so now you've got a whole bunch of deductions that just were created by you saying, I'm in business as a tutor. Okay, you haven't had any sales yet, but you're setting up your business. Now, do you have to make a profit? No. Do you have to try to make a profit? Yes. Do you have to try to have a bona fide business? Yes. But there are plenty of businesses who start up and fail. So there's no law that says you have to make a profit, because it's impossible sometimes to make a profit. Sometimes plans for businesses aren't as viable as they should be. And there are other factors that cause businesses to fail. But you have to try. So I know you're going to try, and I know you're going to do this all above board. So you've taken one-tenth of your expenses. Now, in that room, that's an empty room, if you had to paint it in order to make it look presentable, you know, when you do your tutoring, more presentable or more conducive, let's say, okay? Let's say it was a storage room, and you've converted it. Well, now you've spent some money on converting it, you've painted it, and you put a rug in there. And those are all business expenses. You got a desk, you found one at a yard sale, and it was $100, and it was perfect for what you were trying to do. And the bank had a sale on some used bank chairs that are really, really nice, and another $100 went to that, and you bought a calculator, and you bought a computer. Okay, all of those are expenses against your business. So now you have some deductions. And when you went to pick them up and you did the traveling to get those, the desk and the rug and the paint and all that, those are all business expenses at 54 cents a mile from, you know, your house to the store and back. Okay. So what we've done is we have created or we have listed some expenses that go against your income. Now, you already have an income at your profession. We'll call it your job, right?
Uh-huh.
So now these expenses come off the top of your income. So you're reducing, what you've done is you've reduced your taxable income. That's what the wealthy do. The wealthy have all kinds of things that the business owns. They control them. The business owns them. And now, I just heard your security system. Can you deduct your security system?
I'm not getting robbed.
Well, no. Okay, well, see, that to me, that is a business tax deduction as well. Now, some people might look that up on the internet and they'll say, no, you can't deduct
your dog.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, you're a mom, you're a gal, and you're gonna be teaching sometimes in your house. And wouldn't it be nice to have your dog protect you? Okay, should something go wrong? You don't think anything's going to go wrong, but you want to make sure that if it does, you've got that dog there to protect you. Actually, to act as a deterrent as well. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so now we've got a biological security system. We have vet bills. We have the security system maintenance, which would be dog food. Okay, and if you're going to the store to buy maintenance items for that dog, specifically for your security system, 54 cents a mile each way, and to the vet each way. Marty, you know what? I can't believe it. We didn't get through the whole class. Next week, same time, same station?
Got lots of questions.
What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Formulate your questions. We'll be back next week with part two. And we're going to talk about, what if you make mistakes? What if you buy the wrong desk, the wrong rug, the wrong color paint? We're going to talk about the gray area, how to use your judgment, and what happens if you're
audited. Audit too.
Yes.
I want to talk about your behavior during an audit.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.